Greetings and welcome to the free, downloadable Walt Whitman Sampler Mixtape Series, a component of Whitman at 200, Art and Democracy, which was organized by the University of Pennsylvania Libraries Kislak Center and consisted of innovative exhibitions, performances, and programs initiated in conjunction with partner organizations across the Philadelphia and Camden, New Jersey region. You are currently listening to Whitman Sampler Mixtape Series, Mixtape Volume 1. Volume 2. Volume 3. Volume 4. Volume 5. Volume 6. Volume 7. Volume 8. Volume 9. Volume 10. My name is Homer Jackson, director of the Philadelphia Jazz Project, and this 10-part mixtape series came about as a way to document songs that we helped to create as part of a series of four audience participation events presented during the summer of 2019. These events consisted of singing walkers caroling through the streets of North Philadelphia, South Philadelphia, Center City, and Germantown. These walks were simultaneously influenced by Whitman's poem, Song of the Open Road, and inspired by Civil Rights Movement freedom songs. During a 2-week residency at Spice House Sound, we brought together a plethora of local poets and musicians who have been inspired and/or influenced by Walt Whitman and recorded their amazing performances within this mixtape series. We start this journey with Papa Ed Stokes and Dan Kaplowitz and their beautiful meditation called Such Divine Materials. Thank you.
So I want to read two poems that I've dedicated to Whitman. The first is called a cento poem. A cento poem is one that merges lines from two or more poets together to create one poem. And this poem merges Whitman's The Crossing Ferry and a poem written by Philadelphia's own Leonard Gontari called 37 Photos from the Bridge. Cento for the crossing bridge. You must somehow begin from the other side and not always be concerned with this shore. I realize I'm the ferry on a great river, towing the darkness in the black pudding, mimicking oaks and the sacred hearts of leaves. I, too, am struck from the float forever held in solution, just as you feel when you look on the river and sky, so I feel. Just as you, I have tended the river in the darkness, and it has made me tender toward it. Just as you are refreshed by the gladness of the river and the bright flow, I am refreshed. Just as you, there is in me sadness separated from joy. We ask for forgiveness and are given loneliness. The gods give us our face in the river and we float away from ourselves. Just as you, I found a few inches of light and I am confetti in the dark river. I watch all night stars being stapled to the sky, hear a river in a river of dreams. Just as you, I watch the river spreading its river wings. I watch the 12th-month seagulls, see them high in the air floating with motionless wings. See how the glistening yellow lit up parts of their bodies and left the rest in strong shadow. What is it between us? Can a bridge be fashioned from here to there? What fuses me into you now and pours my meaning into yours? Is it through the light?
Welcome back. I'm Homer Jackson, and you're listening to the Whitman Sampler Mixtape Series, Mixtape Volume 9. An audio celebration of the 200th birthday of 19th century poet Walt Whitman. We just heard from poet and TV show host Charles Carr and his cento for the crossing bridge. A cento is a poem composed of verses taken from different authors and compiled into a new form. This poem was created by Carr from Walt Whitman's poem, The Crossing Ferry, and Philadelphia poet Leonard Gontarik's poem, 37 Photos from the Bridge. And we started off with the tune, Such Divine Materials, by Papa Ed Stokes, who's featured on Bansari Flute, and Dan Kaplowitz on the guitar. Next up, some thoughts from behind the scenes.
My name's Lynn Farrington. I'm a senior curator here in the Kislak Center for Special Collections, Rare Books and Manuscripts at the Penn Libraries. And I am also the project director for Whitman at 200, Art and Democracy. One of the things that interests me early on was Whitman's connection to nature. I mean, and I think about, you know, poems like this Compost, where he's actually trying to observe nature, but also understand man's relationship to nature, see that we're all, that we are all of it, and we will ultimately return to it. So the whole notion of that poem was to understand that, you know, death is something that brings about rebirth. And so to understand nature and the cosmos in terms of much wider view of our relationship, not that our individual life goes on, but we become part of the larger natural world. So I think that's one thing I found really interesting. And I can't say I was totally aware of all the things that he had written about that. He'd written a lot in Specimen Days, which he wrote parts of it while he was living in Camden and taking trips out to Timber Creek, where he would visit the Stafford family and spend time on the creek and observe trees and birds and other things like that. So part of that piece of it was very interesting to me. I mean, he talks about water, rivers, the sea, all these things appear in his poetry, and he feels his connection to the cosmos through nature, and that's a very important piece for him.
My name is Toby Vent. I'm an artist from Philadelphia. And I worked on the Whitman 200 Art and Democracy Project. I think, you know, he was definitely a peaceful writer, but not really, because he wrote stuff that, you know, upset people or made people uncomfortable. But I think we need more people like that today that are doing that. But I guess their method for it art, you know, art is that thing. It's like sports. It can either divide people or bring people together. But art has a way of usually bringing people together or making people think of things they normally wouldn't have or might not want to confront. It kind of forces it in your face. So I think, you know, we should kind of take that message and take it as a charge to kind of go and do the same thing, like use the art that we have, the gifts that we've been given, our creative talents and things of that nature, and take those things and try to bring the country back to the place that it should be, or get it to the place that it should be. I wouldn't say back. I don't think we've ever been there, but get it closer to where it should. We have like this tool. It's not politics. It's not, you know, all the things that have kind of, let us down. You know, it's something that we have, and we can use it for something a little bit greater.
Arrived home again. ourselves orbit and stellar we are as two comets. We have circled and circled until
Welcome back. This is Whitman Sampler Mixtape Series, Mixtape, Volume 9. Good to have you back. You just heard Scuttlebutt Flute by Papa Ed Stokes and Jaco Magnelli, featuring Stokes on flutes and penny whistle and Magnelli on bass and hand claps. Before that, we heard Miles Orion Butler and his musical rendition of a Whitman poem entitled How Long We Were Fooled, featuring Butler on guitar and vocals, Waverly Alston on vocals, Jeff Podlogar on guitar, Jasmine Thompson, piano, Paul Butler on alto sax, clarinet, and bass clarinet, Brenda McGeehan on bass, and Kim Pedro on drums. Coming up next, Another Walk in the Woods by Tim Price and Malik Henry. ¶¶
Fuller Brush Man. He came up the street, not a stranger, but a friendly visitor, with his sample cases, brooms, mops, cleaning cloths, the friend of the lonely housewife. He wore a suit and tie. How strange, the door-to-door salesman dressed up in Sunday best, calling on our mothers, while working-class fathers went to work in blue and green with names on their pockets. The Fuller Brush Man was only surpassed by the ever-popular and important encyclopedia salesman with the books of world knowledge on the side, the promise of instant education. On his arrival, we, the childhood sentinels, came to attention and proceeded to stand guard, large-eyed in the living room, watching this familiar yet unfamiliar dance of our mothers. Mothers transformed into women, still in house dresses, pin curls, but with a particular gesture of hand to her head, touching her scarf with a smile. Then the magical case opened. Breathless, sweaty, we step closer to peer in, amazed at miniature brushes, soaps, and bottles, miniature perfume. Our silence was easily bought with samples, secrets that our fathers need not know. Sitting on the sofa, drinking water or coffee, brushes, mops, expensive cleaning cloths, not the old shirts we cut up into rags, all bought and sold with plain, real, everyday kindness. Did it come in cases or in suit pockets? Still looking.
We're back, and this is the Whitman Sampler Mixtape Series, Mixtape Volume 9. We just heard The Head Nodder, Along the Way, by the duo of Papa Ed Stokes and Jaco McNelly. The tune features Stokes on harmonica and McNelly on bass. Before that, A Journey to the Past with the poem Fuller Brushman by Philadelphia poet Veronica Bolin. And we started off with Another Walk in the Woods by Tim Price and Malik Henry, with Price on oboe and Henry on drums. And now, unfortunately, we've come to the end of this sonic journey. I'm Homer Jackson, director of the Philadelphia Jazz Project and executive producer of this mixtape series. I want to thank you for listening to the Walt Whitman Sampler Mixtape Series, a project of Whitman at 200, Art and Democracy, organized by the University of Pennsylvania Libraries Kislak Center. Major support for Whitman at 200, Art and Democracy's artistic commissions has been provided to University of Pennsylvania Libraries by the Pew Center for Arts and Heritage, as well as the Waterman II Fund of the Philadelphia Foundation, following a recommendation of David Haas, has provided additional support for New Songs of the Open Road. The Whitman Sampler Mixtape Series was recorded and edited at Spice House Sound and Retro City Studios. It was mastered at Lynn Asha Studios. Special thanks to all of the participating poets and musicians who participated in making this mixtape series happen. Thanks to Toby Vent Martin, Waverly Alston, and James Solomon, the creative team behind New Songs of the Open Road, whose work carved the path for this mixtape series. Thanks to the Whitman at 200 Art and Democracy leadership team, including Artistic Director Judith Tannenbaum, Project Director Lynn Farrington, and Project Manager Devin Malecki, who have maintained a steadfast commitment to the vision of this project. And finally, thanks to Alex Santilli and Eric Bozak of Spice House Sound, as well as Brendan McGeehan of Retro Studios and Tom Valpacelli at the Mastering House. This mixtape is a production of the Philadelphia Jazz Project, which is a sponsored project of Culture Trust, Greater Philadelphia, and funded by the Philadelphia Foundation. For more information about this mixtape series and for a more detailed listing of song credits, visit us at www.philajazzproject.org. That's PHILA jazzproject.org.